Bulletin brought to you by Your Sound, Your Community, Alive 90.5.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Emily Francis. Police in Western Australia are questioning the mother of three children who died in a house fire in the Pilbara. Emergency services were called to a blaze at a home in Port Hedland yesterday afternoon and found the bodies of the three children inside the house. The state's homicide squad and forensic detectives are currently on their way to investigate the scene at Port Hedland. WA Police Acting Deputy Commissioner Alan Adams says the children's mother is currently assisting police with inquiries into how the fire started.
At this time, the mother of the believed to be deceased children is assisting police with their investigations in Port Hedland.
The bodies of the three children, aged 10, 7 and 5 months, were removed from the house during firefighting operations yesterday. Victoria's anti-corruption watchdog has found extensive misconduct by state Labor MPs in a damning report. The first ever joint investigation by the state's anti-corruption commission and Victorian Ombudsman investigated allegations of branch stacking by the Victorian Labor Party. They investigated how this led to the misuse of public funds and subversion of parliamentary processes. The report also revealed rampant nepotism, ongoing corruption risks, and widespread misuse of public resources, but it stopped short of recommending criminal charges. Premier Daniel Andrews says the Victorian government will accept all 21 of the report's recommendations.
The key point now is to drive both cultural change and practical change. The best way to do that is to deliver on each and every one of the recommendations that the integrity agencies have given to us in their report and, as I've just outlined, in our judgment, to go beyond that.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has refused to say whether or not he is disappointed in the state Labor branch. He said that he had previously taken measures to improve the party's culture.
I intervened 2 years ago I didn't intervene because there was no need to intervene. I intervened because we needed to take action, and we did.
With rising COVID-19 cases across Australia, the Prime Minister is urging Australians to take simple steps to reduce the spread. Amanda Kopp reports from Canberra.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has urged people over the age of 50 years old to get their fourth COVID-19 booster shot, saying he got his fourth shot just last week. He's also encouraged people to wear masks in public places, make use of antiviral medication if they catch COVID, and to stay home at any sign of sickness.
Together, we can continue to work to alleviate the impact of this pandemic.
Hospitalisations are rising to their highest levels since the peak of the Omicron wave earlier this year, putting strain on already stretched hospital staff. Amanda Kopp, National Radio News, Canberra.
Former New South Wales Deputy Premier John Barilaro has rejected claims he told his chief of staff he was going to take a government trade job in New York when he quit politics. Mr. Barilaro's former staffer said he had the New York job in his sights soon after his appointment as Trade Minister in 2019. Mark Connell, who worked for Mr. Barilaro from 2017 until 2019, has submitted a statement to the parliamentary inquiry into his controversial appointment as Trade Commissioner to the Americas. The former Deputy Premier has labelled Mr. Connell's account as fictitious.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
And welcome to the studio, listening live 90.5 Live, the Battlefield with Mario Beckes. And today, weather. Let's go dig about weather. Showers. Maximum temperature 15 degrees, and this morning was allegedly 7, but I think it was even lower than 7. Anyway, what's the looks like rest of the week? Fairs at 21st, 70 degrees top, and the chances of rain 90%. Friday, 70 degrees, again, chances of rain 80%. Saturday, 80 degrees, 70%. Sunday and Monday and Tuesday next week, maximum temperature of 18 degrees. But there is a trick. I'm pretty sure that somebody's manufactured this rain, because this is not normal how much is raining. We're going to take a short break, and we'll introduce my guest today. Her name is Gloria Tabby. You're going to be very, very pleased that you tuned this episode. So stay with me.
Welcome to the Breakthrough Life, the Battlefield podcast series, presented by the Managing Director of Insight Intelligence Group, ex-military and diplomatic security intelligence services specialist, and now best-selling author, Mario Beckes, ambassador and activist for humanity. Everything in this podcast is drawn from Mario's first-hand experiences, from his vulnerable childhood to his 1,800 consecutive days as a combatant in the brutal Croatian Civil War, culminating in the forging of a new life and business in Australia. These podcasts deliver a stimulating, original, and new perspective, coupled with insights, tactics, tools, and routines that you can use to live more effectively as your best self in this challenging world. Ultimately, Life the Battlefield talks about the most important concerns we all have: how to have hope, to cope, how to survive and thrive in 2022 and beyond, and invites you to join the conversation.
And welcome back to the studio. My name is Mario Beckes, and you're listening to Sydney-based radio talk show, Life the Battlefield, with myself, Mario. And today, it's a true pleasure to talk about something we can only hear it occasionally on TV, and, you know, we can judge people, and we can say whatever we want. But let's go talk about racism. And my guest today in studio, it's a Gloria Tabby. Unfortunately, she's online. I can't see her. She can't see me, but she's going to come. We're going to record this in the video as well. So that's going to be a great thing. So who is the Gloria Tabby? Gloria Tabby is the CEO of Everyday Inclusion. Gloria Research specializes in social analysis on race, black identity, and anti-racism, and is a black African Australian woman. Gloria brings well-grounded knowledge and experience of the impacts presented in race and gender identities. With over 30 years of experience in project management, recruitment, employment, student mentorship, customer service, and sales, Gloria's ability to engage, negotiate, and build worthwhile relationships across diversity, clients, and demographics, and her greater skills. Now, Gloria provides proactive, relevant, and impactful training in frameworks that tailored to your business for a safe, productive, and sustainable future. So let's go welcome my guest in studio. Hello, Gloria. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, Mario. How are you going? No. I wish I can see you.
Well, yeah, Mario messed up, you know, the dates and everything else. So I'm glad that Gloria, she found the time to talk to us. And, you know, I can't say that I didn't look very much forward seeing Gloria face to face, but hopefully very, very soon, because this topic, it's very burning topic. And why is burning topic? Because everybody talks about racism and diversity, inclusions and everything else. But, you know, we have the real person here fighting almost her entire life, you know, for that, against racism, inclusivity and diversity and everything else. So, Gloria, you know, I read your bio, but, you know, do you mind just you introduce yourself to our listeners? Who is Gloria Tabby?
Sure. It's really nice to be with you. I'm talking to you from the Gadigal land, the Euro Nation, so I pay my respects to their elders past and present. It's really lovely to be with you. It is a little bit chilly here where I am in Sydney, but it is very nice to be with you. I grew up in Africa, a place called Ghana on the west coast of Africa. Nice. So I came to Australia as an adult in the 90s. I've done all my university education here in Australia. So yes, it's interesting when we talk about, and I have lived in Australia longer than Ghana. So when we talk about where you're from, it's interesting, isn't it?
Yes.
I've actually lived here longer than my own country of birth. Yeah, and so I experienced racism being a black woman in all my life.
Yes.
And so just a few years ago, I decided to actually do research to find out about why black people all around the world faces the same disadvantage. And as we know, research helps us to answer some of these questions. So yeah, I've been exploring that for some time.
Yes.
Yeah.
So can I read you just a definition? Australian human rights watchdog, he says, racism is a process by which systems and policies, actions and attitudes create inequitable opportunities and outcomes for people based on race. Racism is more than just prejudice in thought or action. It occurs when this prejudice, whatever individual, institutional, is accompanied by the power to discriminate against, oppress, or limit the rights of others. Now, I want to share something with you, Gloria, before we continue. And there is, when I was growing up, back in communism in Yugoslavia, there was a movie, the series called Kunta Kinta, I think it's called, right?
And
that
right.
was like, yeah, that was like, you know, in all these slaves and everything else. And society I grew up, you know, they actually supported this, right? And I never understood, I was growing up, like, what's the difference between all of us, right? You know what I mean? And if you try to question, you know what I mean, elderly thinking, you know what I mean, you've been called names and been bullied and, you know what I mean, you're different and everything else. So, Gloria, tell me, why do people actually go that path of racism? Why are we judging people by the color of the skin or their appearances or everything else? If you can share this with us, say.
It's really interesting, racism, and as a society, we actually don't understand it. Racism is a political system.
Okay.
And so we only have understanding of racism as what you say to me on the street or using, you know, bad language to describe somebody. But in fact, racism is actually systems. It is not always what people say and do. And so we are very limited in understanding. And I guess the power structure in place that perpetrate racism like us to fight against each other instead of using our energies on the systems which actually perpetrate racism And, you know, we can spend the whole day talking about this. Mm-hmm. It's not something that I'll be able to help your listeners to grasp on just a very short phone call.
Yeah.
But I guess what I want to leave with them is that racism is not just what you say and do to people. It's more than that. So, mm-hmm. for example, Mario, you can be very nice to me.
Yes.
And never call me names as a black woman, racism will still have an impact in my life. Does that make sense? So we need to actually cast our mind to the systems that cause racism. So for example, if I apply for a job and someone look at your name, Mario, and they decide that, oh, that name is actually not European name, so we are not going to call Mario to come for an interview.
Yes, yes, I
that is the structure of racism, because it's stopping you to even get an interview, or perhaps if they decide to interview you, you might not even get the job because you have an accent.
That's correct. You see, that's very correct. Thank you, Gloria. Yes, please continue.
That's right. That's the structure that's stopping you actually getting the job. And guess what? If you don't get the job, Mario, you won't be able to earn an income to feed your family. So you will continue to be poor and continue to be on a disadvantage. That is what racism is. Mm. And so we need to really relax about what language are we using to each other. I mean, we still need to be civil and nice to each other. But what I'm saying is we need to go beyond what we do and say and look at the structures in place which put people on a disadvantage. I mean, look at this country.
Yes.
We look at First Nation people. They, we look at their numbers in terms of population number, and they are less than any other group in the country.
Yes.
But over 23% of them are represented in our prisons.
Yes.
And so how do we answer that?
Yeah, that's
that
true.
Question.
Well, thank you, Gloria, for this one. But before we take a short break, I'd like to go now a little bit in the past and talk to little Gloria. Okay, let's go say 5-6 years old. Can you share some of your childhood, maybe career aspirations? And is there anything about this actually eventuated that happened? What your dreams as a 5 years old Gloria? What do you want to do as a career? And do for a living, I mean, and is that become reality, please?
Okay, so growing up in Africa, my parents instilled in me the importance of education.
Uh-huh.
You know, education is everything. And I think my mother must have heard something that Nelson Mandela said one, that education is a weapon that we can use to help poverty. And so it was drummed into my ears, education, education. And, you know, I did all right. I wanted to be a teacher.
Oh, okay.
But, and I think I am doing that to some extent in terms of my training and the work I do now. But I, at the time, because growing up in Africa and we live as a community instead of that individualism, looking after yourself. So what my parents said to me is, well, we have already got a teacher in the family, so think about something else. Because you need to do something else that supported the whole family as a unit. See how different our thinking is? And then I wanted to be a nurse. Again, there was already a nurse
in the family.
in the family, so I had to think about something else to support the family ecosystem because, you know, that's how our culture is. So I ended up doing an environmental management in tourism, which is quite interesting because, you know, I wanted to save the environment, the world, and also I like to travel. So I thought I might do that. So I guess in the end, I got what I wanted. But
I think pretty sure you're doing very well because, you know, we can all save the planet by you know, protecting the trees and creating less pollution. But what are you doing? It's a planet, the greatest asset it is, actually humans. But we leave it there. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a Gloria Tabby from Everyday Inclusion. We'll take a short break, and after the break, we'll talk to more with the Gloria about racism, diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Alive 90.5.
You are listening to Alive 90.5.
If you'd like to know more about us, jump onto our website.
www.alive905.com.au.
We all know that paying for a funeral can be a financial burden. However, have you ever thought of paying off a prepaid funeral with none of the ongoing premiums that is associated with funeral insurance? $1,000 can get you started. Hills Family Funerals, a family-owned and operated business of 35 years, can make it easier for you. Call 02-9659-0900. Ask for Richard Spiteri or speak to one of the friendly staff members to learn how. Get assistance today. Call Hills Family Funerals, station sponsor.
Are you looking for a home loan or refinancing your existing loan? Confused by all the mortgage rigmarole? Not sure where to start? Give Deb a call from Debbie Does Home Loans. With access to over 30 lenders, she can find you the best deal according to your personal situation. Best part is you won't pay a cent for her services. Call Deb on 0449 909 133. The mortgage broker who puts the fun back into finance. DebbieDoesHomeLoans.com.au. Station sponsor.
Just one more thing before I go, before I let you take the throne. You go right and I'll stay left, and if you ever get too close, you'll know my name before I go. They loved me then, they love you now, but don't forget there's one more round. All the pain, I know it well, but it hasn't kept me down. You think you got me figured out? You thought you had me, you thought that I was done, but I'm stronger up against the road. I go.
You'll know my name
before I go. Just one more thing before I go. Before the final curtains close. There's no telling what comes next, but these tired hands will show.
You'll know my name
before I go. Just one more thing before the end. No time has never been a friend. To the dreamer, to the lover, to the one who needs to win. Yeah, watch I kiss you because I say when I am done. One more thing before I go. Yeah!
McGrath Estate Agents understand that selling your home is one of the most important financial decisions you'll ever make. With award-winning teams in the hills, their service goes above and beyond any other to create great results and lifelong relationships to deliver the best possible result. Brett Humby of McGrath Estate Agents will unlock value in your home you never knew existed. To realise more and experience the McGrath advantage with Brett Humby, head to McGrath.com.au or search Brett Humby today. Station sponsor. Super Health is a health practice that finds a solution to your health problem. The body is logical. The problems you are dealing with will make sense when we know your strength in gravity, organ system health, and thought patterns. At Super Health, we find the cause and solution to your complex health challenge. Your recovery nailed. If no one can give you a satisfactory answer to your health challenge, book an appointment with Super Health. Station sponsor.
And welcome back to the studio, listening live. The Butterfield with Mario Beckerson, my guest in studio, online in a place where it's very, very cold. That must be somewhere in the mountains, because here in Sydney we have the rain. Gloria Tabby from Everyday Inclusion, and we talk today racism, inclusion, equity, diversity. So Gloria, my next question for you is: how can companies actually achieve diversity, equity, inclusion, without it being tokenistic? Can you share this with us, please?
Oh, that is a great question, Mario. We could be here for a whole day for that as well. But I always encourage businesses to understand what DEI actually is and the purposes, the reason why we are advocating for diversity, equity, and inclusion. So if we just look at each element. So the D is stand for diversity.
Yes.
E is equity, and the I is inclusion. Diversity basically means difference. Differences in teens reflected in different backgrounds, ethnicity, age, abilities, gender, nationality, sexuality, beliefs. So these are fundamental to the makeup of the diversity of any organization. So sometimes we get confused that we need to have an African or an Asian and, you know, a Muslim to make a diversity, but you can actually have diversity in talent from one group.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's really what that is. Equity is about businesses taking the necessary actions to make sure that all their employees have the same access to opportunities. So, for example, closing the pay gap that we talk about. It's about proactively seeking to level the playing field, because we don't all start on the same playing field. So that's what equity is. Inclusion is about providing environments where everyone can feel a sense of belonging, so that we can bring our best selves into work. But also, if you have the diverse teams, ensuring that they can work seamlessly together, because otherwise you have problems, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And this happens when the organization takes their time to make sure that inclusion is actually part of their very DNA, the very nature of the organization. Otherwise, you might have all the good intentions to bring people together, but they don't actually work well together. And then we complain and say, see, we told you differences don't work well together, but the problem is actually the organization not doing their work and making sure that they have inclusion strategies in place. So when I'm doing this work, and to make sure that, you know, bringing diversity, you're not doing tokenistic, is take the time to set up an inclusion strategy. And there's a process I go through with organizations. I call it the three A's.
Yep.
And they basically stand for assessment, announcement in action.
Yeah.
So I take them through that process. I can quickly go through each one of them. So assess is basically doing a 350 degree assessment of your current situation of your organization, reviewing your processes, your policies and procedures.
Yes.
You get to know your people. The people, I mean, you've employed people, so yes, get to know them and find out what they have to offer, you know? And then you establish what needs improving and have a bit of a plan of action and how you're going to proceed with that.
Yes.
And so that is the first assess. And then second one is announce. You announce your intention, you know, make it public with your teams, your stakeholders, that you really want to create an inclusive culture. So then you get what we call buy-in from other people. They support your process, isn't yes, it? Because you can't just say, I want to be inclusive and no one knows about it.
Yeah.
So that's what the announcement is, bringing people along and getting buy-in.
Let's go talk about money now, Gloria. Yeah, sorry. Yes, please continue.
Okay, and then the last one is action. So you need to take action. You can't, having gone through the challenges of assessing, the first one is assessing all the problems that you may have, the dynamics you have in your organization, and then announcing your intention, nothing will happen if you don't put it into practice. And so that's where action comes in, where you act decisively to effect the changes that you need happening. So that's the three A's: assess, announce, and act.
Interesting. That's, thank you very much. But let's go talk now about money, because we're talking about very, very sensitive topics. So my question is around the money. And why has workplace inclusion become such a major focus for companies who are perhaps even decades ago? And, you know, I must say, you know, many people didn't even have a clue about inclusion, you know, many, many years ago, not just a decades ago. But is this about profit, or is it as much as poor people, and why or why not, you know? So do we doing this, all these inclusions, you know what I mean, and all these things in companies because it's a money? Or are we doing this because of the people, Gloria? And you're the expert in, I mean, you can't ask Mario Beckes to talk about these things because I have no clue about those things except to respect the human life in general speaking. But is it about money, this, in corporations?
Yeah, it's really interesting question.
Yes.
And I guess organizations know now that diverse teams actually are more productive,
mm-hmm,
and they are coming in with different talent in the mix, and so they are more innovative. And so, yes, it is money, but it actually supports everyone. And I will argue that an inclusive team,
yes,
is about money, but it's also about people.
Okay.
At the same time. So it works both ways. And workplace inclusion has become a major focus now,
yeah,
because, you know, during the pandemics, and also the 2020 was a catalyst of, with the brutal killing of George Floyd on,
yes,
the streets of United States, a black man.
Mm.
This was an awful, awful incident. And so it somehow, it made it possible for us to talk about racism and exclusion in the workplace more openly. And so, you know, gone are the days when societal problems like sexism, racism, gender were discussed outside the bound of businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, this topic are not. We are bringing it right inside organizations. People are saying that I want a safe and respectable environment to work in.
Yes.
You know, there's much more awareness, and I think social media is also one of them. Organizations that don't do the right thing, we see their employees going on social media to talk about it. And so
it's a time that we talk about those things. But do you mind to ask you something on that note about George Floyd? That unfortunate event, that person lost a life, you know what I mean, because of the actual police officer. You know, do you believe that this is the moment that people realize actually something's wrong in our society towards
that's
one,
right.
Yeah.
That's right. I mean, we always knew there's racism, but this was the first time because it was on our televisions.
Yes.
You couldn't turn away. It was right there. But it is such an awful, awful incident. But yes, you're right. It kind of gave us permission.
Yes.
To talk about racism more openly. And, you know, we should never stop talking about it because is the more we talk about it, the more we find ways, solutions to deal with it. And so, yes, it was awful for the family, but
yes,
it kind of gave the world permission to be able to talk about it more openly.
Thank you, Gloria. Well, we take a short break. You're listening to Live 90.5, Live the Battlefield. I'm talking to expert Gloria Tabby from Everyday Inclusion. No scripted questions, nothing. It's here just by accident. We're talking today about inclusion, racism, diversity, and who better than Gloria Tabby? She's a black African Australian woman. She saw the, you know, the firsthand what a racism it is and how people actually acting. So I'm inviting you, everybody, come tonight on our website, live905.com.au, under the section podcast, Live the Battlefield. Entire interview with the Gloria is there. We take a short break.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Jack. What's your name?
Sam.
Ah, Sam, nice. Where are you from?
Oh, I'm from...
Blacktown! Blacktown! Woo! Blacktown! Blacktown! Oh, Blacktown City, we love you! Blacktown! Blacktown! Oh, yeah? Yeah, don't think I've ever been.
Show your support and show up. Blacktown City FC. Your town, your team.
Station sponsor.
We are Invictus Partners, an Australian company specialising in checking software usage across the major vendors like SAP, Oracle, IBM, Microsoft and VMware. Are you looking to reduce your software fees? Are you worried about being audited? Are you migrating to the cloud? Do you need help working out your software usage versus entitlements? Contact us at Invictus Partners today before you get hit with a compliance fine. Go to www.invictuspartners.com to arrange a no-obligation discussion to see how we can help you. Station sponsor.
SE Timbers Castle Hill are flooring experts. Not just flooring, SE Timbers supply, install and guarantee solid timber, engineered, laminate and vinyl flooring as well as carpet, blinds and shutters. An authorised dealer of major brands like Boral, Preference and Quickstep. Call 98946660 or visit setimbers.com.au to arrange a free quote today. Station sponsor, SE Timber Floors and Shutters, ingrained quality.
Find it hard to tune in? Jump on the internet, stream live at www.alive905.com.au.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life. And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick
myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
I tell you, I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try.
Hey, welcome back to the studio, listening Alive, the Battlefield with Mario Beckes. And today I have a true opportunity to talk to somebody who understand what the racism it is, diversity, inclusion, and all these topics around. My guest name is Gloria Tabi. She's from Everyday Inclusion. She's a Black African Australian woman. And, you know, it's interesting how we see racism, sexism, and all these things, you know, the fancy titles and everything else in the last couple of years in the news, when Gloria, she lives this all her life. So, Gloria, you know, I have that one more question for you. You know, when we talk about all these inclusions and everything else, I've done some small research about this, so I'm going to read for you. Research tells us that diverse and inclusive teams are 10 times more likely to be very satisfied at work. So why the companies do not invest in diversity, equity, inclusion?
That is $1 million question.
Yeah, well,
you asked me.
Yeah, but that's what the researcher says. So yes, please share with
that's
us.
That's right. So the research is there saying that a more diverse teams and a company that has got diversity, equity, and inclusion properly in place actually benefiting. And so why are companies not doing it? And that is $1 million question. And I have an answer for you. The reason why they're not doing it is because they actually don't understand what exclusion is.
Okay, can you share with us more?
Let me say that again. Companies are not actually utilizing DEI and taking advantage of it, which research tells us,
yes,
because they lack understanding of what exclusion is, which is exclusion is the opposite of inclusion. So we want to be able to understand what exclusion is to avoid it, so we can have inclusion to be able to benefit from all those things that you've just read out,
yep,
that companies can benefit from. And I'll go further to say that exclusion is characterized by racism. And so business lack of understanding of what racism is what's actually costing them money in organizations. So I will encourage all businesses that are listening to invest in understanding what racism is by engaging with a consultant in DEI who understands the opposite of inclusion, which is exclusion, to be able to bring your company along. Because as society, Mario, we have differences. We've characterized people into groups,
yep,
in race, Black, white person, LGBTQ person, people with disability, ageism, religion, sexuality. That's just how we function. The differences in themselves is not the problem, but is the way that we work with the differences, which is really matters. And research tells us that out of all the differences, race is the major category of all the differences.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we understand how we can deconstruct racism and dismantle racism,
yes,
all the other problems can be also solved, sexism and gender and all of that. But as a society, we are not comfortable talking about racism.
Yes.
We would rather talk about gender and sexuality. But research also tells us that we cannot solve gender and sexuality problems without looking at racism. And so we are going around the circle. And so I'm actually challenging organization is don't have courageous conversations about racism and deal with racism, which is a major category, and all the other problems that you have, you'll be able to deal with as well. And so that's my challenge to organizations. Unless we come to the pinpoint what is causing exclusion in our organizations, we can't enjoy those benefits.
So, Gloria, what organization can do to get rid of exclusion, the opposite of inclusion in their work environment? How do you help them? Because we're running out of time. It's quarter to three. So this is my last question. How you can help them, how they can find you, how they can contact you, Gloria, please.
So what I want them to do is to understand racism, and actually run courses on understanding racism for their managers. I start off working with managers before I work with staff, because I believe if the managers and team leaders are skilled, then they'll be able to pass on through leadership to their staff. Yes. And so, you know, that's where I start. Understand what exclusion is. Let's get to the root causes of exclusion, and then we'll be able to achieve inclusion, which is where organization want to be. So then you can empower your staff, they can bring themselves and also give their best in productivity, and that's where we want to get at. So if there's anything they want to take away, because people like to have something to take away, is that inclusion is a system issues. It's not a relational issues. Like I said to you, it's not what you do or say to me. Let's get to the root causes of exclusion, which I'm talking to you, that is racism. And then we need, we want to achieve inclusion at work, and leaders must understand that by understanding inclusion is actually a competitive edge. Yes. And you bulletproof their organization. Otherwise, we have got in few years, do you know the generation that's going to overhaul our workforce is the millennials.
Yes.
They are going to be the biggest group to occupy our workplaces. And this group understands about, you know, flexible work hours. They understand what exclusion is. They are well read. They want organizations that are safe places to work. So it's really for organization benefit to really get a handle of this.
Oh my God. Well, Gloria, thank you very much. Before you go, I'm inviting all our listeners, feel free to come tonight on our website, alive905.com.au, under the section podcast, Live the Battlefield with Mario. It's an entire interview with Gloria, and I'm inviting you, please contact Gloria, make the best in your company, take a stigmata of exclusions. Gloria knows how to do it. Gloria, I'd like to say thank you on behalf of Live 90.5. For being our guest today. I really appreciate for you taking time today, and I mean your busy schedule, and talking to me in the first place. I really, really feel privileged, and I'm wishing you all the best in the future.
Oh, it's been a pleasure, Mario. It's great to be with you. Take care.
Thank you.
Learn something new in 2022 with the Parramatta College. Term 2 courses are open for enrolment and include business and work skills, computer skills, leisure and lifestyle, languages. The Parramatta College also offer New South Wales government-funded courses. Eligibility criteria applies. Improve your personal and professional development with an award-winning community college. Enrol today at the Parramatta College. Call 9687 2072. That's 9687 2072. Or visit parramattacollege.edu.au. Station sponsor.
The Hills to Hawkesbury Community Newspaper is a family-owned and operated free community magazine. 10,000 copies are printed every fortnight and delivered to 75 different locations across the Hills and Hawkesbury areas. If you're unable to pick up a printed copy, there is free online access at hillstohawkesbury.com.au, plus the newspaper's social media sites. The Hills to Hawkesbury team's aim is to inform, involve and inspire, which is why partnering with Alive 90.5 makes perfect sense. Station sponsor.
Every Friday night from 9 turns back the clock to remember those classic hits of the 50s.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
60s.
I belong with you.
And the 70s. Join Kara McGay as she relives the music of three great decades. Great jukebox memories. Some tried to stop it.
Rock and roll has got to go.
Most of us loved it.
Paul McCartney.
Jukebox Jive. Every Friday night from 9 on FM 90.5.
SMS, enjoy the rest of the afternoon till 3 or 4, 3 or 5 after the news. We'll be back on deck. Enjoy the music. Current time is at 2:51 p.m. on a July 20th, 2022. My name is Mario Beckes. This is the Sydney Best Radio Talking Show Live, the Battlefield. And after the music and news, we'll come back. So another 10 minutes. So enjoy.
Community.
Alive 90.5.
Alive 90.5.
I can see you over there staring at your drink, watching that I sink all alone tonight. And chances are you're sitting here in this bar, 'cause he ain't gonna treat you right. Well, it's probably not my place, but I'm gonna say it anyway, 'cause you look like you hadn't felt the fire, had a little fun, hadn't had a smile in a little while, baby. Blue looks good on the sky, looks good on that neon buzzing on the wall, but darling, it don't match your eyes. I'm telling you, it's so black and white, he's stealing your thunder. Baby, blue ain't your color. I'm not trying to be another just pick you up kind of guy, trying to drink you up, trying to take you home. But I don't understand how another man can take your son and turn it ice cold. Well, I've had enough to drink, and it's making me think that I just might tell you, if I were a painter, I wouldn't change you, I'd just paint you bright, baby. 'Cause blue looks good on the sky, looks good on that neon buzzing on the wall, but darling, it don't match your eyes. I'm telling you, you don't need that guy. It's so black and white, he's stealing your thunder. Baby, blue ain't your color.
Another episode of Life the Battlefield with Mario Bekesh. Please like and subscribe, and remember to catch all of the Life the Battlefield podcast episodes on YouTube and at mariobekesh.com.au. Don't forget to leave a comment for Mario, and if there is someone you know who could benefit from the experience and insight in this episode, share it with them.